Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and we are in the Rambam, in the third chapter of Hilchos Malachim, in the ninth halacha. It's Mamish Kavaldik. In the first shiur, we saw kashis. Ooh, we see kashis. Al pi dargo shem reinu rabbeinu, akon Reb David Zatzal. And now we will begin the mahalach to answer the kashis. It appears follows that l'chayra, we have to understand the Gemara that we referenced in the previous year, and we spoke about a lot in the previous halacha, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Yoav didn't darshan achin v'rakin. And therefore, from the ach v'rak, you could darshan that, as we see from the Gemara over there, that one should listen to a king unless Bittul Torah is involved. And since there was Bittul Torah involved, the Masa didn't want to disturb the Jews and carry out the command of David. That's if you darshan achin merakin, but Yoav didn't darshan. And he held that mitzvah l'shmor l'melech gam l'avor al divrei Torah. You're supposed to listen to the king even to be over on divrei Torah, to stop their learning. And therefore he killed David. He killed Uriah ben Mitzvah's David. So we see that if not for the miut of Rak, a person has to listen to the Kol Melech, even Larges Chaveiro. So we have to understand, if it's true that since Yoav didn't darshan Achin and Rakin, you should listen to the king, even to be over in Divrei Torah, and that's why he had Uriah killed the Mitzvah's David. So you see that without the miut of Rak, a person has to listen to Kol HaMelech, even Larges Chaveiro. Why is it different than Kibbutz Avim? We learn from the Pasuk, Shlo Yishma Lo Yilchal HaShabbos. You shouldn't listen to your father to be Michal Shabbos. So if he does, Lo Vushonim, V'yavom Zdav Ovom Ad Aleph. The Pasuk is only needed to tell us, Lav De Mechamer, that you don't listen to your father to do the Lav of Mechamer on Shabbos. Because otherwise, Belav Hochi, an essay, is not doiche, aloisesei, sheyesh boi kareis. Because mechamer is just a lap. So for that you need a pasuk to tell you that you don't listen to your father against Shabbos. That's doing a malacha with a Baal Chaim. So, since it's only a lav, you need a pasuk to tell you not to listen to your father, because if it was a regular Isser Shabbos, it's pashi you shouldn't listen to your father. And the only reason we have a havamina, that you should listen to your father and be doicha mechamer, even though it's an essay in a loisa say, I mean, even al tchias essay loisa say, there's no havamina that it's doicha. The only reason you would think that listening to your father is deicha is because hukash kvoidim kvoidam makom. In other words, we have a havamina according to Rishon that it's deicha mechamer, kamashmon that it's not. But that's not even a havamina that it's deicha an essay in Eloise Seishish Bokaris. And if it doesn't have karis, we wouldn't think that Kibbutz would be doicha an essay in Eloise Seishish. The only reason we would think it is because hukash kvoidim lekvoidam makom. So come to us, sweetest friends, what I'm trying to get at is that Kibbutz Avein, that going doing an aver is very, very serious. And kibud aveim isn't doche. A serious avera like killing others. Again, there's just a havamina that it's doche the lav of mechamer. A kamashman that it's not. But to kill somebody? No way. You're definitely not going to listen to your father. You're not going to listen to the king. So nehecha teisi sheyidcha tzivui melech l'hayla loisa say gam l'lo hamiyut derak. Well, why would you think that the tzivui melech is doicha the loisa of killing somebody else? Even without the miyut derak. Because like we said before, Yoav didn't darshan achin in rakin. And therefore he held that it's a mitzvah l'shmoy l'melech gam lav world ivrei Torah. Yeah, but ad kidei kach to kill somebody else, me'echi teisi. Chiyuv misa to kill somebody else. So why would you think you'd listen to the king? We also have to understand ke'ein zeh b'din l'shmoya b'kol novi. The din of listening to a novi. With regard to being over al divrei Torah, ein shai min lo. You don't listen to the Navi to be over al divrei Torah. Ein sugi v'sanhedrin daf peites amud beis, Rambam perek beis mi yisoydi ha Torah ben ruka, v'gam l'maskana das ha toises v'sanhedrin peites amud beis, avoy dezori yud gimel amin aleph, that the l'shori lavra mitzvah Torah gam shelo l'migdor milsa. So to be over al divrei Torah, you don't listen to the Navi. L'sha, temporarily, you're allowed to listen to the Navi. Even if it's not l'migdor milsi, even if it's not to make a gather. As the Maritz Chayis discusses in Taras HaNavim, in the third parak, brings from the Sifri and Parash Yisra'eh, from Yud Gimel Hei, they learn from the pasuk of Bekolo Tishmo, Belo Bekol Nevi'o. So it's mashma, listen to the call of God and not the call of his Nevi'im. Without the pasuk, you would have listened to the call of the Navi. Even by Avodah Zarah, which is what the pasuk is talking about. So you do listen to the Navi. Again, to be over the Fisha, you would listen to the Navi to be over the Avodah Zarah. We have a mirror in the Pasuk that you don't. And when you're Oiker and Mitzvah the Fisha, even if it's a Lois to say Shish Bokar, it's like Shute Chutz you could do, like we see there in Tosfos. So the question is, Mechetesi, that the essay of being Shemea Kol Navi, will be Deicha Leisa Se Shish Bokaris. So we have the question here on Yoav, Nechitesi, listening to the king, is Deicha the Yisra of killing somebody? And Nechitesi, that you listen to a Navi to be Deicha Leisa Se Shish Bokaris. And the Tshuvas HaRedbaz in Simen Tov Reish Nun Beis, he was asked, how is it mutter to kill a person al pi Navi? And the Redbaz writes, Gam be'ena yipole. And he has, I don't understand either. And he has a havamina, that the only din Shmi'el Navi is Meran Lamakom, not Meran Lachavero. But he proves not like that, that he Meran Lachavero the din of Shmi'el Navi. It's hard to understand. Maishnav is there bein Adam Lamakom, not Lachavero. What's the difference? There's a mitzvah essay, the Shema B'kol Navi, why is there a chiluk? And then what happens to the maskana that he says there's no chiluk? You listen to the Navi no matter what. So it seems mevur mikol zeh, as was Marich, Rebbe Elchanan, in the Divrei Soifrim in Siman Aleph. Shekoyach Chachomim mitzad lav deloy saser. Enoy rak din shmir lema shamru rabanan. Ela shechol din isur Shabbos al yedei tzivui di rabanan. That the koyach of Chachomim, as far as the lav of Lo Sosar is concerned, is not merely a din shmia. The koyach Chachomim of Lo Sosar is not just a din shmia that you have to listen to them, but that when the Chachomim tell you to do something on Shabbos, this becomes a Shabbos dik iser, a Shabbos dik tzivui. When they tell you something about erva, it's an erva dika, it's an erva de rabbanon, and it's not like the Meshech Chachma said. I think we had a shir on this a number of months ago. Not like the Meshech Chachma in Dvarim 17:11, that it's just a din shmiya lachachamim. But they don't make the thing itself mutter or aser. They can't create a din on Shabbos. They can't create a din of erva, according to the Meshech Chachma. Rav Chanan says yes, they can. Yes, they can. That's the koach of Chachamim. To create Dinei Shabbos, to create Dinei Erev, etc. So Meshech Chachma says that it's like the Din Shmuel HaMelech. That if you're over on what the Melech says, the person's Chayiv Misa. Shimi didn't listen to Kol HaMelech, Kol Shlomo. That he shouldn't leave Yerushalayim. Are we going to say that it was Ratzon Hashem that he shouldn't leave Yerushalayim? What does God care if Shimi leaves Yerushalayim, Shimi doesn't leave Yerushalayim? He brings in, so, Elamai, it's the mitzvah to listen to the king, not the Etzem Maisa. It's not a Chefetz of the Yisur, or Etzem Maisa's Usur, it's that you didn't listen to the king, that was the problem. He brings from the Yerushalmi, that the bracha on mitzvahs de rabbanon is the shmaya b'kol zikainim. To listen to the elders, because that's the whole mitzvah. The whole mitzvah is listening to the elders. It's not the maisa itself, etzem maisa, but rather listening to the elders. Ayin sham barichus b'divrei kotshoi shel ha-Meshech Chochmah. However, we can say that Adarabah, he anay senes, because the Bavli Taka argues with the Yerushalmi and holds that we say that Sivanu on mitzvah Rabbanan, we don't say the Shema b'kol zikainim. We say that Sivanu, God commanded us. Do this mitzvah. And that's Taka the Kasha the Gemara. What do you mean God commanded us? Shabbos 23a. The Hechan Sivanu, the Bracha Nerchanik, where did God command us? And the Gemara answer is Lo Sasser. That's where God commanded us. Don't veer from what they say. And the Biur of the Gemara is that the issue is not how do we know that there's a mitzvah l'shmaya, kol chachomim. It's not the Gemara's problem. Gemara Shaila is the Lashon of Tzivanu, because it's mashma that Ner Chanukah itself is a tzivui of Ner Chanukah. And the question is, no, it's not. Where did God command us to light Ner Chanukah? And the Gemara's teretz is through Lo Sasser. Through Lo Sasser, we have a commandment on Ner Chanukah, not a commandment to listen to the Chum. Merely. But because the Chum said to light near Chanukah, now we have a commandment to light near Chanukah. Yesh koyach lechachomim letzavois velasois mitzvah b'toiras near Chanukah. The Chachomim have a koyach to command and to make a mitzvah b'toiras near Chanukah, and therefore it's shayich v'tzivanu. Because they can create a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. with this we can answer the kasha of Rabbi Kevi Eger in the sugya. Over there, the sugya brings that demai doesn't require bracha to separate truma from demai, separate meiser from demai. And the Gemara asks from this and the Amoraim that hold they have to make a bracha near Chanukah. Ayin Shem in the sugya. Frek Rabbi Kevi Eger. L'shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Famous Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. That loy keach acher me ruach. Patur midoy reise. And if you buy it after the pile has been smoothed out, so now it's patur d'oraisa. So how did the Makshin want to prove in this Mishnah that the Rabbanan like Dumai doesn't require a broche? But why Dumai? Why Dafka Dumai? Even Vada you don't make a broche, because what are we talking about? Talking about something you bought? You bought from the Amaretz. So it's not only demai, my ear you demai, anything. Vada you don't make a bracha. Because it's lekech achar meruach, when somebody buys it after bracha, it's patur d'oraisa and d'rabbanan. So what are we proving from this Mishnah? Not a good proof. That the Rabbanan doesn't require a bracha. You want to bring a proof to Rabbanan doesn't require a bracha, this Mishnah says only demai. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, even Vaday doesn't require a bracha. So why does Mishnah say Dafka demai? You want a proof from demai? Say better. Say even Vaday, if the whole word is that it's the Rabbanan, even Vaday doesn't require a bracha. So based on what we explained, it's very good. Because the issue is not the chiyuv bracha. The issue is the Lashon Vitzivanu. How can we say that Hashem commanded this? Did Hashem really command us to do this mitzvah? The rabbis did. So if it's Trumas and Maestros of a Lakoach, of a buyer, so the Yisoid HaDin D'Rabbanan that he has to take off Trumas and Maestros is mikoyach the din shumas and maisus that we have min haTorah. Just even though min haTorah there's a ptul, the rabbis told you not to be mitchashev, not to take into account this ptur. And it's as if you weren't putter by when you bought it. It's as if you weren't putter when you purchased it. So it emerges then that your chiyu flows from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to take Trumas and Maisos. And mikoyach zeh, because of this, now you're chayiv in Trumas and Maisos midirabonam. V'shayich b'zeh shapir loshoin v'tzivonu. And therefore, the word v'tzivonu is relevant. So that's why the Mishnah didn't talk about other things. Vadai, because we're bothered by the Vitzivanu. How can you say Vitzivanu? So if it's Vadai, you say Vitzivanu because even though now it's only Derabbanan, but you're chayiv in this Derabbanan because of the Deraisa, because Hashem commanded us. And Trumas and Maislis Daraisa, you also chayiv in this Darabonah. Hashem came ben Erchanakol, Dmai. But we assume that Maisa was already separated, just the rabbis placed an additional Din HaFrosha. This Din HaFrosha, which is only Darabonah, has no tzivui. Where does that come from? That was the rabbis took out of thin air. That was the rabbi's own original invention, which is fine. The rabbis are allowed to. They have that koyach. But that's not God speaking. That's the rabbi speaking. So where do you get the tzivui? That's Sai by Ner Chanukah, Sai by Demai. So that's where the Gemara is coming from. Kivega was bothered, just if Lekech is Shumas and Mises of a Lekech is Potter, Mitoiraisa, then ask on Vada, why are you asking only on Demai? How you can make a bracha? The answer is the question's not on the bracha, the question's on the Vitzivanu. How do you say that? Did God really command this to us? So the answer is, when it comes to Vaday, yeah, in Achinami, because God commanded us Vaday, Trumas, and Meisers. And the rabbis say, yeah, that don't even though the Torah patterned a lokech, pretend the Torah didn't, and still take Trumas and Meisers. So this is coming from the chiyuv of the Torah. So you could say Vitzivan. It's coming from the Tzivan, Trumas and Meisers, but by Demai, by Ner Chanukah, Demai is an additional, we assume that Trumas and Meisers are already separated by the Amor. It's an Echitesi that you have to separate again. Echitesi, the Ner Chanukah you save, so where's the Vitzivan? Echitesi, Ner Chanukah you save, Vitzivan. That's the Gemara's kasha. So, how could it be that there are Amoraim who hold that you make a bracha on Ner Chanukah? If on Demai, you don't make a bracha. If there's no Vitzivanu on Demai, there's no Vitzivanu on Ner Chanukah. Because a Chiyuv de Rabbanan doesn't make a Tzivui. Not an Afrosh is Trumas and Maisrus, but where the Ner Chanukah? Because the whole Yisod Chiyuv Ner Chanukah is de Rabbanan. Therefore, you can't say Vitzivanu. And that the Gemara answers. That Demai is different. And Demai, there's no bracha. We have the first Teretz. That it's the rabbis only made a bracha with Vitzivanu and Vadai de Devrayim, not Safek Devrayim. Here it's Safek. Or Mitzad Rova Ameretz Maaserin. And therefore there's no Vitzivanu. So it's a Chiv de Rabbanon. But this Chiv de Rabbanon is only Din Shmiel HaChacham, and there's no Vitzivanu. Doesn't create tevel and a cheftz of trumas and meisers. And therefore, if it's Sivanu, isn't shaykh. Hashem can't other derabbanon, if it's Sivanu, is shaykh. Vaday de devrayim, if Sivanu, is shaykh. Hashem commanded us in the thing itself. This is discussed by Moreno Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Asr and Dairais and Klal Vav. And based on what we said, Yesh Lahoy Ral Dvorov. So it emerges, according to our present analysis, that the rabbis have koach to create guf hadover l'dvar mitzvah. And they have koach, under certain circumstances, to uproot divrei Torah b'sheva al taisa v'chadoyme, shehu ashvuye b'dover atzmoy she'enoy mitzvah. This is discussed there in the Kuntres Devei Sofrim and the Kovet Ha'aretz at the beginning of the ninth parak of Yevamos. They can make the thing itself not be a mitzvah. Wow, what koach hachamim. Incidentally, for those who are interested, we have a numerous shiurim on the koach of hachamim, pilei plos haflei v'fel v'siyata d'shmaya. Not from my own Torah, but a lot from the Torah of Reina Rabbeinu Hagoyin Reb David Zitzal. Our hilchos mamrim offerings, just off the charts, off the charts, Baruch Hashem. But again, it's nothing to do with this speaker. This speaker is a nobody, much, much less, on my best day, much less than a nobody. But we want to be a mouthpiece for the Gedolei Olam, as best we can. So this is the Nidon of the Radbaz, and the aforementioned Tshuva, the Gabei Chiyuv L'Shmoya B'Kol Movi, Because the Radba says, Ahav mine, Shehu chiyuv shmua mitzad shechayev l'shmoya l'novi, v'lo shechol al yedei novi inyan b'dover atzmoy, k'fi ma she'omer ha'novi al ha'dover, u'mishum ma shechol b'dover hu ach b'chayev az ha'asi yasri. V'zeh shayich rak bein odom mamokoyim, she'af al pishu neged divrei Torah mikom mekom huto olov, chiyuv shmua, shmia, ואין לחבר או כל שאין השני מחויב בדבר, אי אפשר לקיים בו דין, מחמס שהמקיים מצווה על זה. ודומי למה שכוסב הגויין רב שמן, ולא שייך עשי דרך אלוי ססי נגד איסור חפצה ולאו דלוי סיגזו. כיוון דה איסור מחמס החפץ, היה נגזל ואי אפשר דיוכל על זה היתר מחמס שעובר מצווה על המצווה כפלדיק, that's the famous Rav Shimon in the Darim in Simon Aleph והוא הדין כאן וחיוב הוא לשמוע בכל נובי אינו ימרתיר לעשיס לחברוי אז מה שאין חברוי מחויב So what's the have a minute to be mechalek benon lechavero benon mamakoin? In the have a minute, you have a chiyuv shmiya because you have to listen to the Navi. And not that because of what the Navi says, there's a chalos in the thing that he says. Nothing changes in what he says. The chiyuv is to listen to him. And therefore it only applies that you have to listen to the Navi when it's been on the Makom. If the Navi tells you to go against the Makom, so you have a chiyuv shmua to the shmi of the Navi. Not because of what he told you has inherent validity, but because you have a chiyuv to listen to him. So when it comes to Menon Lamakom, the Chiyuv to listen to the Navi overrides the Menon Lamakom. When it comes to Menon Lachaver, it's a different story. Because you can't do to somebody else what he is not Mechuyiv. In other words, you can't, the Navi says to kill him, you can't kill him if he's not Mechuyiv. And this is similar to what Rav Shimon says, that it's not Shayich, Esei Derech Eloi Sesei against an Isra Cheftza or a Lav Eloi Sigzo. Because I have an essay, how can that be doiche a lois to say that's an iser chefza? How can my personal gavra essay be doiche a lois to say which is not a chefza? My essay and my gavra can be doiche a lois to say and my gavra that yes, not a lois to say in the chefza. It's too different. It doesn't have the power to be doiche a lois to say in the chefza or lois sigzo. I have an essay. How can that be doiche a lois sigzo? Why should my friend have to suffer and I steal from him? Because of my essay. So you would think it does not shaykh to Menon Lechavero. Because again, the rabbis don't have, the Navi doesn't have the power to make an Isser Be'etzim, to make a Mitzvah Be'etzim. Discussed by Rav Shimon and Darim Simenal. So you would think that this Indian of Essay Dechalos and Negatives of Hepzlav Lusikso. So you would think that the Navi doesn't have the power to inherently to create intrinsic mitzvahs or isurim. The whole mitzvah is just to listen to him. And that's the havamina. Okay, listen to Menon Lamakom. Not Lechavero. Why should your friend have to say, what does that have to do with your friends? They're two different areas. You have a mitzvah, God tells you to listen to the Navi. So that overrides what God originally told you. It's Menon Lamakom. Menon Lechavero. Why should your friend have to suffer? Because what the Navi says, if lo magia lo al pi din. So that's the Radbaz's havamina. And his maskana is no. If he's shy, he does. He can create la shvuya dover atzmo. He can create an intrinsic mitzvah. And a heter, he can make something mutar aser, vice versa. Against what the Torah says, lefisha. Because I did divrei anavi chol b'davar shedibra alav dvar mitzvah. And therefore you have to listen to him. Lefisha. And therefore, if the Navi says to kill somebody, Lefisha, he's allowed to do it. Because that becomes a mitzvah. The killing the person becomes the mitzvah ba'atzim. Not just listening to the Navi. If he's listening to the Navi, it wouldn't take effect on the person. But when the Navi says to kill the person, this person becomes Mechuyef Misa. You can't say no. Because when the Navi tells you to do something, it's not a lois to say shish bokaris anymore, it's a mitzvah. Just we learn from the pasuk that he doesn't have the koach to do this if it's not lefisha. But otherwise you would have to listen to him no matter what. That's the koach of the Navi and the koach of the Chachamim to make a surin be'atzim. So we all started talking about a king. So Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to get back to the king. And we're going to see more neflos mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. And this is going to be amazing. Mamish amazing. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie, shalom, beloved.